at either side. All right. So, guys, welcome to Connect and Grow radio show. We are live from Melton doing our Connect and Grow very first expo, especially for 2024. So many of you know that I have done events on and off for the last year, and today we are all about sharing the exhibitors, getting you to know who people are. So I have Mark with me. Now, as soon as I get my, you know, microphone sorted, you'll be able to hear him. Just swapping ears. So, and we will share this recording if you don't hear it all. So just give me one sec. So, guys, just introducing Mark. So, Mark, could you just introduce yourself to the listeners and let them know where you're from and your business?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Mark, and I'm the owner and managing director of On Your Marks Care. And we are a business that specializes in addiction and mental health, as well as physical disabilities.
Great. So tell me, Mark, what made you venture out with your mental health experience, venture into the NDIS sector? Like, what made you think about that?
It's a bit of a story, actually. So I have a background. I'm a registered nurse. Mm-hmm. I have a forensic background. I work in prisons in the UK. I've worked in acute health here in Australia and addictions here in Australia. And as a nurse in the inpatient ward, I had wanted to run exercise groups for patients as part of their recovery.
Yeah.
And the hospital had constantly been telling me that you're not insured, if something goes wrong, you can't do this, you can't do that. And there's so many parameters that were being put in place that the easiest way that I could run an exercise group for people with addiction in a hospital was to become a personal trainer.
I did wonder about that.
Yeah, so that's how the personal training side started. And that might have been about 8 or 9 years ago now. So in order for me to run an exercise group for patients in a hospital, I had to be a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. That personal training business just grew. I was getting psychiatrists referring patients privately who had addiction needs or mental health needs that were wanting some form of exercise.
Yeah.
In combination with regular treatment.
Yeah.
And then as well as having the personal training side of the business, the psychiatrists were referring patients to me for ongoing care and support.
Okay, yeah.
And then about 2 years ago, one of the psychiatrists said to me, the NDIS space would be a really good way to increase a funding stream. You'd be able to tweak your business model to cater for people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that actually people with physical and non-physical disabilities, there's not a lot of services out there for them.
No.
And it was a really good opportunity for me to provide really good care and support for people with non-physical disability.
Yeah, yeah. And covering the psychology and that mental, our mental health really impacts our physical health, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think that there is undeniably a link between physical health issues and your mental health. What we know is that people struggle with addiction because of trauma, but not just because of trauma, but often people struggle with addiction because of trauma, because of physical health issues.
Yeah.
They're so interlinked, they're so entwined with each other, you can't always separate them.
No.
So to have a service that provides care and support for both physical and non-physical,
yes,
I think that you can really approach everybody from a holistic perspective.
I was just about to say that.
Was
like,
really?
Yeah, we're so in sync, aren't we?
I think so, we are.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love that. And I love the fact that it is treating the whole person. Mm-hmm. And the identity that, you know, if they have a diagnosis, it isn't who they are as a person, it is their actual diagnosis. So, just a little bit of feedback as we're going today, because it's only early. We've only been going with the expo for an hour. But how have you found this experience so far?
I'm delighted to be part of this expo. It's the first expo that I've actually had a stall at. Mm-hmm. So I was a little bit apprehensive, not quite sure what to expect. I've been to many expos as a visitor. It's definitely a different experience when you're hosting a stall.
Yes.
But so far, I'm really enjoying getting to know people. Is it been a good opportunity to network with other providers as well as seeing potential participants? And
yeah,
it's been really good to see the community. I've not been to Melton before. It's a really good opportunity for me to get to know people and
expand
and see what's going on here. So it's great. Yeah,
it's great. Well, I love that feedback, and sounds like we've got our music going. So what I'm going to do, Mark, is I'm going to let you get back to your stall.
Thank you.
So, guys, we will share the links to the people that we do interview in the podcast area. So we'll get you Mark's website link so you can go check him out. Now we're going to go and it's going to be a little noisy for a minute, but we are actually going to try and hopefully track down Ivana from Nexus Plan Management. So thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So it's just going to get a little noisy in here just for a minute, but we'll just have a bit of a chat. We might just pop over and say hi to Amanda. Just quickly sneaking in here. Hey, Amanda, we're live on the radio.
Yes.
So how have you found the expo so far, being here as an exhibitor?
It's been fantastic. There's been a really great range of people, from participants to providers, that we've been able to chat with. And, you know, like-minded businesses, which has been great.
That's good. Now, we'll get Patrick, if we can get his attention. And we're just going to talk to Patrick, the owner of the business Intensive Care, on the radio here. Now, we will be sharing Patrick's link. So, Patrick, if you just want to share with people, what made you decide to be an exhibitor here today?
Thank you. It seemed to be a really great opportunity to be an exhibitor here today, to showcase our business, but also to talk to other like-minded people. And that's what I found so far. You're talking to other like-minded people who are passionate about disability and healthcare. I've had some great conversations so far. It's been really great.
And Patrick, if you could just share with everybody a little bit about your business.
Sure. Thanks, Jackie. So we are highly specialized on community nursing. In more detail, we're looking after high acuity clients at home, which includes ventilation, tracheostomy, IV infusions, including TPN, seizure management at home.
Yeah.
So that's us in a nutshell. And contrary to popular belief, the NDIS is actually funding nursing care.
Yes.
If you provide the right evidence and advocacy.
Yeah, that's lovely. And it's great to actually connect with you, because there's not a lot of businesses that actually offer all of those services for those with a disability. So thank you for the hard work.
Thank you.
And we will share your link with the listeners a little bit later. Thanks
Jackie. Thank you.
All right, let's go see if Ivana is available. So hey guys, so we are live on the radio today, and we've just got Ivana. Hi. And Ivana's just talking to somebody. So who have I interrupted her talking to?
Chandra from IARA Support Coordination.
Right, so we'll have you at the next expo then, will we?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Right, I'm just going to steal Ivana. We'll go out so where we can just hear a little bit more. We're just going to go past the music. We're having a lot of fun here, meeting a lot of people. So, Ivana, let's share with the people. Why did you choose to exhibit here today?
I chose because Jackie is a mentor of mine, and also her educational... She didn't organise the exhibit or the exhibition for her own purposes, as in she may be a support coordinator or something else, and she's not. Jackie's very much an educator, and that's what she's doing today, is making sure that we all are educated, we're all on the same page, and we're all working for the participant.
Oh, thanks. Now, Ivana, if you want to share with people exactly what Nexus Plan Management does, because it's not just plan management, really. Your approach is a little different, right?
Yeah, we are quite boutique, but we believe that this is the way plan management should go in the future and should have always been like this, and that is that the plan manager in the onboarding meeting, when we onboard a participant, all participants should have their plan manager and their support coordinator present so that they can actually physically see or over a Zoom, you've got a visual of what you're dealing with, and together with the support coordinator and maybe one of their support workers that's their main support worker if they want them involved, we all discuss it and we're all on the same page. So when we actually do the work, mm-hmm. we're all doing it in the same direction, mm-hmm. and we're all listening to the participant, so they don't need to repeat it 20 times.
That is so important, because there's nothing worse. And you even hear people say it's re-traumatizing.
It is.
Telling the same story over and over again.
And these participants are dealing with, I had one participant who's transitioning, and he's spiraled out of control. Mm. And, you know, we took him on board, and mind you, he we're just doing it. He hasn't actually, doesn't need plan management. Mm. But just by talking to him, we actually feel sorry. He's actually got to repeat the story 100 times.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're just helping him move forward, get in a better space, offer him, you know, again, your choice and control of a few people that we've dealt with that have helped other participants of ours, which have, you know, helped the person and enormously.
Yeah.
And I mean,
yeah.
if we're all on the same page, and what we also do is we make sure that when they email the support coordinator, we're on the same thread. Because if we talk to the participant, we email the same thread and say, oh, and by the way, the person wants to go and do some part-time work.
Yeah.
The support coordinator knows, let me pick up the phone and let's help him out, or let's help the person out.
Yeah.
The other thing we do focus on with providers is we want to help providers that have participants that have debtors of more than 14, 30 days and are waiting for money. That should not be the case.
Never.
Plan managers get paid within 24 hours. I get paid. My plan manager keys it in the day before. I get paid at 5 in the morning. At 8 in the morning, the money's gone.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be holding on to participants' money.
No. And this is a thing that, like, so many service providers, and as we know, NDIS have made the announcement that they are checking the invoices a lot more. So this is where your plan manager, whether you're a participant or a provider liaising with a plan manager, they can be your best friend.
Correct.
Because it's a team effort.
Correct. And that's what I'm saying. Even when it comes to, we actually, I know sometimes we get a bit emotional and involved, but we see that the funds are depleting in that participant's plan. We quickly get on and we say to the support coordinator, what's going on? Is there a change of circumstances? And do we need to put in a change of circumstances with NDIA? So we do it together as a team.
Yeah, no, I love the team approach.
Yeah,
and that's how we pulled off today as well.
Correct.
It's just been a team approach and people working together as a team.
And even all the providers in there are not all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
There's a variety.
Yeah.
Which is great, and we need that.
And then, you know, having that variety helps us to connect with more people.
Correct.
And things like
and that's what it is in Melbourne.
Yeah.
I've noticed, I went to Brisbane. Brisbane is very much, the participants, the amount of participants were much more than the providers. In Melbourne, it's a different market.
Yeah.
We do need to connect and grow.
Yes.
We do need to meet other people.
Yeah.
And then you sort out who you want to get along with, who you like in your your group.
Yeah, because we're not for everyone.
We're not for everyone. You may not like me, and that's fine.
Yeah,
no problem.
Exactly.
You know, we're known as the crazy ladies that do plan management. But you know.
You do a good job.
We're a bit crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Ivana.
No,
so it's really great. Like, we've just had a visitor to the expo come and thank Ivana. So that was really good.
He's
work.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
He's from Matchworks, which is
Do
a great
and employment.
A great job. Employment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. All righty, guys. Well, thanks, Ivana.
Thanks for that, everyone.
All right. So we'll go see who else isn't talking to anybody and see if we can get someone else on. So, Courtney or Michael, did you want to speak to the listeners on the radio and our podcast about what you do? We'll take it out the door just so it's a little bit quieter. So, guys, you're going to just hear the music go in and out a little bit, but we bring our people out and we will be sharing the links to people. So we've got Courtney here from St. John of God Accord. I met Courtney when I came to Melton for the first time last year. I think it was August or something for her event, which was pretty cool. So Courtney, if you'd like to tell the listeners, who is St. John of Accord and what do you do?
So St. John of God Accord is a disability provider. So we've been around for over 65 years. We're a mission and values based organisation. We provide support coordination, so level 2, level 3 and psychosocial recovery coaching. Therapy services, so we have behaviour support, psychology, occupational therapy, speech therapy, music therapy, physiotherapy. Hoping that I've got them all there. Sorry if I've missed one.
That's all right. You can go to the website too and it'll have all the details. Yeah.
One-on-one supports. We provide supports in the home, community, our school leaver employment supports, and then we've also got one-on-one supports under the employment. So really making that about the person and what their goals are, making sure that they reach their employment goals. We've got short-term accommodations. We've got a house in McLeod and one in Frankston. Mm-hmm. We've got supported independent living. So we are the SIL provider in over 45 group homes. We
partner
with
that's
a number of SDA providers. Yep. Yeah. And then we've got the community campuses where we provide programs of support. So we've got Glenroy, Greensboro and Sydenham.
So just a small business, really, not much of a reach at all.
Well, we were saying earlier, we feel like we're at that medium size.
Yeah, no, it's great. And basically with your services that you're providing, you could do that holistic approach, which is the theme that we're hearing today from providers, holistic.
Yeah, definitely holistic, and it's about building that relationship with the client and their key stakeholders that are around them.
Yeah. And how have you found the expo so far today?
So far it's good. I'm loving the music in there. The vibe's really good.
Yeah, you've done really well. Good.
Thank you.
All right, well, thanks, Courtney, for coming. That's really good. All right, guys, so we're going to just keep this show light because we want to be able to share the links to all the businesses. So you can check out the recording a little bit later on. If you're listening to the recording, thanks for listening to the recording. Check out the businesses. They're there to support you. And if you've got questions, you can reach us. Right, so we're just going to work this out with this bit of music playing that you can hear in the background. And we, the joys of doing the show on the run, we will be able to get all of this all sorted and set. One of the things about organising an event is having the right mix of people, and that isn't always easy to do, right? So when you're looking for a service provider, there's a lot of key questions that you should ask. So if you're needing that support, like, what does it look like? How much do they connect with you? You know, like, one of the things that we love about this show, and we've just got a few people walking by as they're just checking in, but one of the things with the show is that you can listen to us live. You can listen to us on the podcast. But one of the things that we'd love you to know is that we do a variety of different things. And today, it's all about bringing the right people together at the right time. So, guys, I'm going to leave it here, short, sharp, and sync. We will attempt to interview a few more people a little bit later on.